Transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobil. And now, today's word.
You know, the Bible talks about a midnight hour coming. There is a darkness coming upon our earth. We call it the judgment day. We call it the end of the age, however we call it. And when that time comes, there will be no room made for any lost sheep. If it is lost at that time, it's lost eternally. And even before that judgment day, there are many judgment days when people leave this earth, people die. And before they die, they must be found. Somebody must find them. Because if they are not found and they die, they are gone forever. So the shepherd has a short time. He has to rescue the sheep before it's too late. Now, each one of us know people who are lost. And sometimes we take it for granted and we think, oh, they are lost, but somehow God will forgive them. That's not how it works. If somebody is lost and nobody goes out to look for them, they are lost forever. And that is our task. We're going to reach out and ensure that the lost are not destroyed forever. That the door does not shut on them. And this shepherd has a short time to go and rescue this lost sheep. And the Bible says something very interesting about the shepherd. He says, he went after the sheep until he found the sheep. He went until he found. I like the word until. Until he found the sheep. The sheep is lost. How did the sheep get lost? We don't know. But reading it from the text and the structure of the language, the lost is not because the shepherd lost him. As a matter of fact, Matthew's account says the sheep went astray. So this sheep was willful and chose a different path from the path the shepherd wanted it to go. And it's lost. And lost sheep cannot find themselves home by themselves. If nobody goes out to look for them, they are lost forever. So he went after the lost sheep until he found it. It talks about two things. First is pursuit. And the second is persistence. Pursuit and persistence. Anybody who wants to pursue a lost sheep must commit to pursuing, staying on the track of the sheep, and being persistent. Being persistent means the shepherd didn't go out that morning or that evening and instantly find the sheep lying, sitting down nicely and say, I've been waiting for you, Mr. Shepherd. He had to be persistent. That means he looked in many places where he didn't find the sheep. If we're going to bring souls to the kingdom of God, we have to pursue them and we have to be persistent. You know, people who want to introduce people to bad habits, they pursue them and they are persistent. Anybody who got caught up in drinking alcohol when they were young, somebody pursued you and they were persistent. Anybody who gets into drugs, people pursue you and they're persistent. I hear that what the drugs people will do, they will give you, pursue you, talk to you, give you free drugs, free weed, free cocaine, free whatever they give, free tablets. Some of them are edibles. They come in things you can eat and like toffees, and they give it to you and they're waiting for you to be hooked. And they are very persistent. You have no money, they give you for free. You can come to them, they come to you. If the people of darkness are so persistent to get a soul to destroy, how much more the people of righteousness. We have to be persistent and we have to pursue people. That's why you can't invite somebody to church and the person says, oh, I am not ready. You say, okay, another time. By the time you are calling the person to church, you are standing in front of their house. Hello, I'm here to pick you. I'm not ready. I am ready. I don't have vehicle. I have transport. I will take you. I don't have dress. I will come and iron your dress for you. And if you don't have, I will give you, I will donate a shirt for you. That means that you give no room for maneuver to a lost sheep. Why? Because a lost sheep has a stubborn mentality, is wayward. By his own, he will not follow the path home. And this sheep Jesus is talking about would never have come home. They will stand there, enjoy their freedom, run around without a shepherd, run around without other sheep, until a lion finds it and uses it for dinner. If we're going to commit to gathering souls and substance, remember, if you listen to our declaration, we talk about gathering souls and substance. We are not just talking about gathering substance. It's souls first and then substance. If we do what God wants us to do, he will do what we want him to do. Pursuit, persistent. And the shepherd was successful. He gets the sheep. And what does he do? He laid the sheep on his shoulders. He didn't drive it back. He carried it himself. He called it my sheep. He didn't insult it. He celebrated the sheep. The two things you find there that happen after the sheep is found. The first is celebration. He rejoiced over the sheep. The way that shepherd carried the sheep on his shoulder is similar to the way we celebrate people in Ghana. The culture of Jesus is quite close to our Ghanaian culture. Somebody is made a king, we carry him on our shoulder. Somebody passes an exam, we carry him on our shoulder. Somebody becomes an MP, carry him on our shoulder. Until they sit on your shoulder for a very long time. And when you want to get them out, they hook your shoulder. Go. But, you know, we celebrate by putting people on our shoulder. And that's what the shepherd did. Celebrated the found sheep. That means that as a church, we should find ways of celebrating people who give their lives to Christ. We must make them know this is the best decision you've ever made. You are precious. You are important to God. God loves you. God cares about you. You are the apple of God's eye. God sees you as number one. And that's how a person who has found his way home should feel. I know that our fathers didn't treat us that way. If you lose your way and somehow they find you, you wish you were not found. Hey, I can remember some things right now. Flashbacks. You lose your way, you want to be lost forever. Because you are thinking of how you will be received with signs and wonders and miracles. Oh, Lord of mercy. Thank God your father is not Jesus and your mother is not Jesus. But this child, this sheep, was not whipped back, was not rebuked, was not blasted. He was celebrated. And not only was he celebrated, he was announced and presented to the friends. And the shepherd says, This my sheep was lost and is now found. Come and celebrate with me. Come and rejoice with me. It means that this sheep is introduced to people who are happy for his life. And as a church, we must be a place where people who come here feel that we are happy they came. People give their lives to Christ, they must know that the people are happy that they are born again. That's what kind of church we must build. Like the shepherd, not like the Pharisees who wants to keep people away. We don't want to be a Pharisaical church. The intentions are good. We want people to do things to please God. But let us not get to the point where we so desire for people to please God that we push them away from God. That's what the Pharisees were doing. They desire so much for people to do the right thing that they push the people away. But Jesus said, the reason why I receive the tax collectors and the sinners, the reason why I eat with them, is because I am the shepherd. And for each one of us who is a follower of Jesus Christ, we must be that shepherd. And this year, each one of us must determine that we'll go for that one sheep. Each one is going to go for one sheep. Not for 99, for one. Each one of us. Now I want you to think about it and write down a name and pray for that person and endeavor, pursue that person for Christ. And you say, I'm going to ensure this person is born again. He may be maybe a fitter in your neighborhood. It may be somebody who sells watches in your neighborhood. It may be a friend, maybe a colleague, maybe a sibling, maybe a parent, maybe somebody you meet at the club when you go clubbing. If you go clubbing to convert people, God bless you. But if you go clubbing and they club you, you're not doing right. It's not so bad for you to go to the club. I used to go when I was a young Christian. I used to go all kinds of places. The people I used to witness to, bad people. Other Christians warned me. They said, hey, you can't go to those places. I go to the den of people on drugs and smoking weed, and I'm there alone with my Bible and preaching. One by one, one by one, one by one, they gave their lives to Jesus Christ. So I understand. Maybe you are an evangelist called to the club. And if you're an evangelist called to the club, be the evangelist for the club. But don't go and get booze and say, you know, I'm preaching Jesus. No. They're getting to you. If you can stand it and be a witness, go out there. Go where the sinners are. Go where danger is. But go as light. Not as light under a table, or light under a bushel, or light that has been snuffed out. But go as a light that shines in the darkness, that the darkness does not overcome. A lot of people I knew gave their lives to Christ. Some are preachers now. So sometimes God calls you to the dark place to be the light. Unfortunately, there are a lot of Christians, sheep, who have left the flock and are clubbing. So we need to come and get you. You are one, you are the sheep that left the house that needs to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will be like this good shepherd who pursues a sinner and brings him to the kingdom. We're not going to live a holier than thou life. We want to live the real Christian life that is compassionate and that is transformational. Christ who transforms. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to give you the chance to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Maybe you are like that sheep. You've gone astray. And you're probably in church. You say, I don't even know why I'm in church. But I really want Jesus in my heart. Jesus will save you. And then there are people who used to love God and live for the Lord and serve the Lord Jesus. But now, they've backslidden, gone back to old behavior, old lifestyles. And if you are like that here, God wants to receive you back. And he wants to add you to the 99 so his sheep will be whole. If you want Jesus in your heart, or you want to come back to the Lord, we want to pray with you. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I come to you today just as I am. I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. I cannot find my way home. Have mercy on me. Rescue me. Deliver me. Save me. Make me a brand new person. From today, I acknowledge Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I give my life to you, Lord. I give my life to you. I give my life to you. You gave your life for me. Now I give my life to you. Save me. Deliver me. Make me whole. And from today, I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, the captain of my ship, my shepherd, to lead me and to guide me. I belong to you, Jesus. 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 I thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name, amen.